Making a difference by fundraising for our community, this is Lindsay Edwards. Lindsay recently got back from a trek across the Sahara Desert, raising money for the Royal LePage Shelter Foundation, as well as locally for Cornerstone Family Violence Prevention Center to help women and children under the care of our local shelters who are escaping domestic violence. Lindsay, thanks so much for being a community builder and being here today to share your story.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, maybe we could start off by asking you, why do you believe it's important to give back to the community? Maybe you could tell us about this latest community project.
So my latest community project was at the end of last year, or the culmination of it was at the end of last year, where I walked 100 kilometers across the Sahara Desert with colleagues from Royal LePage across Canada. So it was an initiative through the Royal LePage Shelter Foundation, where we had to raise a minimum of $5,000 in order to be able to go on this trip with all expenses paid by each participant. And 80% of whatever we did actually raise would go to our local women's shelter. And in my case, in Northumberland, it was Cornerstone Family Violence Prevention Center. So at the end of everything, I ended up raising $37,500 with the help of our incredible community, and was able to present a check to Cornerstone for $30,000 at the beginning of this year. So I was pretty pumped about that. Cornerstone was absolutely amazed at the fact that I was actually able to raise that much money when I went in with a $10,000 initial goal. So it was pretty awesome.
Absolutely. Why do you believe it's important to give back to the community?
This community is so amazing because of the people that give back. So whether it's time or money or skills, I think the sheer number of people that always step up, step forward to be able to give back to the community in whatever way is possible for them is exactly why Northumberland thrives. We have so many good people looking out for each other, and it's one of my favorite things about Northumberland.
That's incredible. Now, I understand you're not originally from here, but you say you're a Northumberland girl at your core. Can you tell us your favorite part about living and working here?
Oh gosh, if I had to choose my absolute favorite part about living and working here, I guess it all comes down to the people. So it's the people that give back. It's the people that you meet on the street. It's the people that are the restaurants or are serving you at the grocery store. I think it's always going to come back to the people, the giving nature, and just how friendly it is. I didn't grow up here, but I've been here for 20 years and I'll never be a true local in its sense. But at the core of it, in my heart, this is exactly where I belong and where I would always want to be.
And we can't imagine you being anywhere else. Maybe you could touch on what has been one of the biggest challenges that you faced.
I think that one of the biggest challenges that I faced is realizing that there's only so much time in a day and there's so many deserving initiatives that I really want to be a part of. And it's trying to figure out at what time and how much time and what I can actually bring to the table to be able to support that cause. I think most of us feel like, you know, you want to say yes to everything and you want to be able to help with everyone and put your name and your time and your skills out there. And sometimes it's hard to figure out where exactly you best belong and who really needs your help at that point, because it can certainly change next week, next month, next year. And I don't think that you have to only align yourself with one organization. It's being fluid and really realizing where you're needed and being able to support that.
Well, that's great advice. I think we can all guess your next answer here, but what accomplishment are you most proud of? I'm sure you have a few things on your list.
My biggest accomplishment has to be my 100 kilometer walk in the Sahara Desert and the $37,500 that I was able to raise for women's shelters across Canada, and then $30,000 actually staying within our community at Cornerstone. That's huge. It was never a number, even in my wildest dreams when I began that journey. So to have ended up there, I just think to myself, what can I do next time and where can I set my goal? So this year, it's a different year, of course, and there were different things that Cornerstone and I had planned. But with the way the world has gone and the social distancing and all of that, things have had to change. So perhaps we won't reach different goals that maybe we have set this year, but certainly next year is a new year. And I can't wait to implement some of the stuff that I had put together last year for my fundraising for the trek. So there was the Flocked for Shelter, where we had the flamingos kind of heading around all of Northumberland, and we had the beach bars, and Shoot, there were a bunch of things that, of course, I can't think of off the top of my head right now. But anyways, beach bars, although they were supposed to come back this year, unfortunately, they won't be. But next year is a new year and they absolutely will be down there. So the Summer Social for Shelters, they'll be there. We'll be rocking out at the beach with live music and supporting our local restaurants. And this year, I would say still keep your eye out. You might just see those cute little flamingos flocking around, but perhaps more on that later. And the t-shirts, which were a hit, and they might be making another appearance as well. So the local AF, and there's a new t-shirt coming out, which is local as heck. They're just kind of fun. They show support for local, and I've used them to raise money for Cornerstone. And coming up, we're going to do a fundraiser with those t-shirts for the community market boxes that the market and S'more are doing for families in our community. So I would say keep an eye out for a couple fun things that are still happening, even in the wake of what's happening in the world.
Absolutely. Thanks for sharing hope with us today. Today, we're profiling outstanding leaders in the local community, and we believe that you are one of them, Lindsay, making a difference in our community. Lindsay Edwards, thanks so much for being a community builder and being with us here today.
Thank you so much for having me.